standard.
Right.
And they put Sarah Palin through through very difficult cross examination, and she was, you know, obviously she is harmed by this. I mean, how could you not be harmed by this in terms of you know, somebody saying that you were involved in a somewhat of a terrible shooting because of your rhetoric? I mean, that's just awful. But you know, there's a lot of people that put a target on Sarah Palin's back. I mean, you know, she ran for vice president years and years ago. It's time to kind of leave her alone, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But, you know, they won't.
They're not going, well, we'll see. She's also dating Ron Greshner. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Strange.
That's something, right?
Listen, I didn't call you for this, but if you don't mind, I just want to ask you a little bit about the John Durham case, which is starting to pick up a little steam now. They filed a motion on Friday. And I'm just, for people that, this is hard to get into the weeds on this. I understand. I've been following it. But a motion was filed on Friday that alleged that somebody in the Clinton campaign paid an internet company to extract data from servers at the Trump Tower and the White House and to try to tie Trump to a Russian bank. Now, that just the charge itself, Mike, that's a really serious charge that's been made here, right?
Well, it's an absolutely serious charge. You know, we should not be spying on each other's campaigns, right? I mean, this goes back to Watergate, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or whether you're a Republican. You know, the integrity of our system does not permit you to do these type of things.
Right.
It needs to be a fair, free and fair elections, right? And spying on people's campaigns is just completely inappropriate. And that's why, you know, appointing a special counsel is a huge win, and he's got to be aggressive. He's got to go after all the evidence. And wherever it lies, if it lies in that she was involved or that people were involved in spying on the former president's campaign, there needs to be some consequences to that. But, you know, he's going to go after this. He's going to get down to the bottom of it. It may take some time. But the reality of it is that, you know, once again, we're in a situation where people were laughing. Oh, there's
right.
no evidence. There's no proof. You know, you hear about the Leslie Stahl interview with Trump and her claiming, oh, we can't talk about this because there's no proof. And now look. Suddenly now we're doing an investigation, and
right.
there is certainly at least some proof, enough proof to launch an investigation.
Right.
This is very serious indeed, especially because Hillary Clinton has discussed potentially running for president the next time. And this should be something that, you know, people consider when they decide whether or not that she's an appropriate candidate for the Democratic Party.
Have you seen the front page of the Post yet today?
I have not seen the Post yet.
You'll enjoy that front page with a picture of Hillary as a spy. Where do you see that? Hey, Mike, I can't thank you enough. You've been terrific. We appreciate your time so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, and we'll be in touch. Thanks, Mike. Mike Horn is with the Archer and Grenier Law Firm, and they're a New York City firm. They have an office in New Jersey, and we thank Mike for his time. But the